Justin Fox here at Ohio State's Pro Day. As you can see behind me, some of the players beginning to run their 40-yard dashes. 14 players in all participating in today's Pro Day. All 32 NFL teams here taking part in the Pro Day. And this is obviously very important for a lot of players. Only four players out of the 14 were actually invited to the Combine. As you can hear, they announce the players before they come up. And all the NFL scouts and coaches and GMs are at the 40-yard finish line. And they all have a million stopwatches, and they'll, of course, take the time and then compare the times as the players come through. As the players move from drill to drill, one of the most important drills outside of the 40-yard dash is the pro agility, which they're doing right behind me. A lot of pressure, too, because you can see they do the drill right in front of all the coaches, all the general managers, scouts. The drill itself, it's 20 yards. You run 5 yards, 10 yards, 5 yards. It's basically going to measure lateral quickness. It's most important for a lot of the skilled guys, wide receivers, defensive backs. With Coach Meyer at OSU Pro Day. Coach, what's it like seeing your guys out here working out?
Well, I don't very often go speak to the scouts and coaches of the group, but I felt obliged to do that, you know, obligated to do that because of what they've done for us. Yeah. This is as good a group of people I've ever been around. So Ohio State, myself, our staff, we owe it to help these guys out.
What about your players in terms of some of the guys that are out here? Do you give them any sort of motivation because you've seen so many guys make it to the pros?
Well, I tell them, you know, I hope they go with a good team. You know, when you come from a place like Ohio State, you're used to winning, you're used to a family-type atmosphere, a culture that has been around here. Sometimes they get discouraged. And when you go to a place that's really doing it right, and that's why I'm a big Mike Pettine fan, is because I know he does it right. And I'd love to see a couple of guys go to the Cleveland Browns because I think it's got a real bright future. And so I just warn them that sometimes they think it's going to be like college. It's not.
What would you say to Browns fans, being a Buckeye now and back home as a Buckeye and national championship and the Browns trying to turn things around?
Well, you say patience, but that doesn't exist. You know, I'm a fan. Yeah. I've been a Browns fan. I went to the old Municipal Stadium many, many times, about 3 or 4 times a year. I sat in a dog pound many times. I remember walking on the field when the cardiac kids were playing. And so I'm a huge fan, and when I ever walk by a TV and the Browns are playing, I'm watching them. And I think the future is really bright. I love your coach, and I think the organization is heading in the right direction.